Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth, and I am thrilled to have on the phone with us today the very busy Terry Johnson. He is the terminal manager for the Hastings Bus Company, and they have been working so hard to accommodate all of the shifts with distance learning back to some in-person learning, and we want to get caught up with him and see how things are going. Terry, welcome to KDWA. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you, Mo, for having me on.
So, first of all, we are talking in early January, and I know that when you first started out the school year this last year, the 2021 school year back in September, what was that like again? Tell us.
Well, number one, it got delayed a week, start. Might even have been 2 weeks. I can't really even remember right now, but it did get delayed. When we did start up, we went to an A day on Monday, Tuesday, a hybrid learning type situation. B day were Thursday, Friday, Wednesday was an off day, and that was for all the regular ed kids. Special ed was pretty much the same at that time. Very little special ed compared to in years past. Early childhood was cut way back, that type of stuff.
So when you said that there was some of the kids went on Monday, Tuesday, some went on Thursday, Friday, would that have been any of those kids in the same household, or was it done by alphabet?
It was split by the alphabet, and I'm going to say it was A through L and then M through the rest of the alphabet, that type of stuff. There was situations where an A day student was put onto the B or cohort two, as they referred to it, just because we didn't have to go out to Afton Alps twice, both A day and B day. So it just, they were very helpful in working with us, and we worked with them. They had some special requests also that parents wanted, so we did that. The big thing was we started out, people could opt for Hastings Online Academy, or they asked people to, if you didn't really need a bus route, could you please call in and tell us that you were going to opt out of busing, so we were able to take all them students out at the present, at that time.
So, Terry, you just take them out temporarily, though, because you don't redraw all of your bus lines. And the reason why you were asking people to opt out was because there's a limit to the number of people with COVID that can be on the bus. Is that correct?
Correct. We were limited to 36 kids, students on a 77 bus. One side would be one student per seat. On the opposite side would be two, and then it would just adjust back and forth all the way to the front of the bus. We had red X's on all the seats where the students could sit. The seats right behind the driver were blocked off, so no one could sit close to the driver.
And so just as you kind of got that rocking and rolling, then things changed a little bit, didn't they, closer to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, as we got closer to Thanksgiving, they started out shutting the high school, middle school down. At that point, we were working with Seas and Harbor School to get them busing in the morning, and then the elementary school stopped. St. Elizabeth went for about a week after that, and then they shut down. So we finished up the year going to Harbor School and St. John's in Vermilion.
So while your buses were not running, that's really a hardship, isn't it, for your drivers? You know, I mean,
yep.
Were they furloughed then, or how does that work?
The bus company paid the drivers. We came up with a fair hour amount of what they were working, and then they just kept receiving pay, and there was negotiations between the school district and Hastings Bus Company that was, in the end, very, very good for both sides, I believe, and we just kept moving forward. One of the things we did do when everything shut down again, we went to delivering lunches, and we did it in the afternoon. We talked about doing it in the morning right away, but there were online school, they couldn't come to bus stops, so we came to the agreement the afternoon would be the best because they're out of school at a certain time. And so that's what we did. We put a helper on every bus to help deliver the lunches, and we went back to delivering lunches, which, by the way, we are on our last week of lunches this week as we speak.
Well, I must say you are very, very adaptable, and that's what you really need during this time is people to just think outside the box. How can we make this work? So I know I've heard a lot of people say, gosh, I saw school buses. School must be in sessions again, and you were delivering the lunches. So explain that lunch program, please, because that was really a great thing, and everybody is eligible.
Well, we would go to either the high school or the middle school because they were both making lunches for secondary students. And we would pick up lunches, milk included, and then we went to the elementary schools that the drivers would go to if school was in session. And then we started out being at the first bus stop at the normal time and just drove through the route. And if people were standing at the end of the driveways or at the corners, we stopped and gave them lunches that they needed for both secondary and elementary students.
Is this where you tell me you've never had a Crustable sandwich?
Last March, I had my first Uncrustable sandwich of my life, and I will have to say I was pleasantly surprised by how it tasted.
Terry, I know you to be...
that it's better half frozen than it is just out of the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, this is good. I know you to be kind of a food snob, so the fact that you didn't find it offensive is really awesome. I love that. I love that. So, Terry, then, just as you're now getting these routes down, when did you find out that the school district in Hastings is now going to go back and shift again for some of the kids? And it's what's called a rolling start, I guess, to get them back in-person learning. And is that going to be full-time? And then I just don't know how you're keeping up with all this because you have to shift all your routes again or no?
Yeah, discussion about everything right now took place in December, middle of December. So they have been very good about giving us timetables and giving us enough time that we have time to react. But here's how it all kind of works out, what we've been going through. On January 4th, we would have all came back to school, but this year it was only St. John's and we were delivering lunches. Monday the 11th, we started early childhood. That will be 5 days a week, not this week because of Friday off, but going forward, it's the full course of early childhood, 5 days a week, buses in and out of Tilden all day long. We also started special ed. Some kids are going home at 10:30, some at 12:30, one and some at 1:30. Some are going in late. That has been a little bit of a challenge to get everything going. And then next Tuesday on the 19th, we will start all the elementary kids coming in every day, 5 days a week as normal. So that's going to be another challenge again, but we feel we're ready for that also. Preliminary talks are, or I think it's pretty much in stone right now. I should say this, next week when we bring back the elementary kids, it's kindergarten, first and second grade. The 1st of February, we will bring back the third and fourth graders and the fifth graders into the middle school. After that, I'm not quite sure what the schedule is. They have talked about the day, the 15th of February, bring someone else back, but we haven't heard that 100% yet. But no matter what, we're going to be ready. I think one of the biggest challenges is getting people ready to work. I know even my office staff and myself, you go through little periods where it's like, okay, we got to get moving. We got to get moving. We've kind of been sitting and going through some motions, but now we actually have to work. Yesterday when the phone started ringing right away in the morning, I was like, whoa, I'm not quite ready for that.
You know, now you know what it's like for the kids when they are supposed to be Zooming, and then now they're going to have to go back into school. That's going to be a big challenge, not only for parents, but for the kids and the teachers, I think.
Oh, I don't disagree. Don't disagree on that one at all.
So when you make these changes, will you help me visualize what you're doing? Do you have a big giant map with push pins? Do you use a computer program? How does this all work? Because your district boundaries for busing are gigantic.
We use a routing program by the name Versatrans. So we just keep making different, queries or something to that effect, where we can go in, route the kids we want. We can bring in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders into a different folder if we want, and take the kids out that are opting out of riding or online academy, and then we just start routing, and it's more kind of like a little computer game. You just keep moving the mouse around and click on numbers, kids at bus stops and that type of stuff. Then you have to go back and make sure they're on the afternoon route. It gets to be time consuming. Gets to be a lot of work. I've never seen so many different routing situations this year than ever before. Normally we do one folder and that's it. But this year I think I've already got 7 or 8 different folders, because we had the A Day, B Day, and we've had St. Elizabeth off by themselves and that type of stuff. But it's all went well. I really can't complain.
So when you look at the future, is this something that your bus drivers are looking forward to, seeing the little cuties back on their buses?
Yeah, I think everybody would just as soon, let's just do it. Bring them back 5 days a week and let's finish the year and let's go home. Get ready for in the fall, hopefully when hot. I just pray to God that it just everything goes good and we start up September, whatever it is, 2nd, 3rd, 5 days a week, all the kids on buses and everybody smiling.
And you, again, will follow whatever the guidelines are. Is that correct? Because it's the number of kids on the bus that's the challenge, right?
Yep, it's the challenge. So
right now, if in fact we did have everybody in school every day, how would that work, though, from a busing standpoint? Do you have
enough
buses?
Well, as they do that, like with the elementary students, then the capacity of the bus also goes up, too.
Oh, okay.
So, it's all moving hand in hand, so we'll keep going by the guidelines, and the school helps us with that, and we have meetings, lots of meetings, so it's good. It's all good. I really appreciate everybody I get to work with, and can't complain, and the parents have been very, very good about it, too.
Oh, I think the parents are just feeling so lucky that they have the option for busing, you know, or if they want to take their kids, that's great also. So moving forward on February 15th, how much of the school district will you be busing? Will they be busing? Will it be 50%, or is up to 5th grade and down, is that about half of the kids, and then secondary up is the other half? Or
yeah, that's pretty much where it is. There's maybe bus ridership a little higher percentage in the younger students than the older ones. You know, I don't think any 11th or 12th grader really want to be on a bus, but
would it surprise you? I've told you before, I used to ride the bus. I sat right behind Mr. Marshall to be sure things were good.
Yeah.
Does that shock you?
Yeah, no, but I spent a few days right behind Mr. Marshall myself.
Oh, but for a different reason, probably.
Might have been Mr. Anderson for a while. Mr. Schomer was involved in all that, too. So it was what it was.
You really do have a lot of people that have great longevity with the Hastings Bus Company. That must make you feel good.
Yeah, it really does. You really appreciate them. They really come to work. Life is good.
And what is the turnaround for, let's say you drop all the kids off, either the elementary kids or the high school kids, and then what's the turnaround to do it again and drop off the other group?
Let's say when we leave the high school, or we leave the middle school, and we try not to have anyone on the bus for over an hour, even in the morning when we pick up. I'm not saying sometimes it doesn't always work out perfect, especially when we got a route started and someone moves in and they're 3 miles further out than what we were. So we try for the hour and 5 minutes at the most, then get back and get ready for the next group. There will be some fine tuning, I think, to get the elementary maybe a little closer to the secondary this year. With the way things were, they set the school times, and we just went along with the school time. So next year I think we'll try to narrow things up so there isn't downtime as much in between routes. But it is what it is. I've just learned that, you don't want to say it, but it's COVID. So you just learn to live with it. You shake your head, and I don't ask questions anymore. It is what it is. Let's get it done.
Well, you're certainly doing a great job. What are your COVID procedures or protocols on a bus?
Well, now it'll change. So, but with the older kids, it's two in one seat, one in across from them, and then flips when they go to the next set of seats. You know, they're at the 36 kids on a bus, but we disinfect every bus after every route. Before the bus goes out, we have different color signs for in the front, clean and not clean. And if it's red, you can't take the bus until we come through and clean it with disinfectant. So drivers are wearing masks, that type of stuff. I believe we're going to start some actual COVID testing on the 25th of January. That's kind of what I heard the other day. If they get the test and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, it's COVID.
I think that kind of sums it up. But you're doing a great job in spite of COVID. We really are so grateful that you called in. Why don't you give your mom a shout out? She has a birthday coming up.
Yeah, that's Saturday. Big 9-0 for my mother. So
happy birthday, Tilly Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman, and she has some great kids. Terry Johnson, thank you so much for calling in today. We really appreciate it, and we will do our best to be sure the cuties are at their bus stop on time so that you can keep your buses running on time. Terry Johnson is the terminal manager for Hastings Bus Company, and we are so grateful for all you do. Thanks so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.